welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Ja'Kari Jackson. Here's what we have in store for you on this August 6th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, Michael Hastings' wife now wants to label his murder as an accident. And some are still trying to label the Boston bombing suspects as right-wing extremists. Then, Eric Holder's Department of Justice wants to run the iTunes store? All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline, Michael Hastings' wife says suspicious crash was a tragic accident.
You know, my gut here is that it was just a really tragic accident, and I'm very unlucky, and the world was very unlucky.
And that ties into this. Feds visited Michael Hastings' house the day before his death. Michael Hastings, who was killed in a suspicious car crash after complaining that he was being harassed by the FBI, had his home visited by some agents from an unnamed federal agency, his friend told InfoWars.com. Now, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs was on the Alex Jones radio show today, and I definitely encourage you to visit that, as well as his other appearances on the show. He tells us many things, such as he came in contact with Hastings' widow, and she said, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to bring the people responsible for this to justice. You know, she's going to go after him, she's going to go get him. But we saw in the recent clip that, at least on the surface, she seems content to think that this is some type of terrible accident. And we've shown you the video clip. The car burst into flame before it even strikes the tree. So, you know, definitely respect her and her wishes, but I, if nothing else, would pursue Mercedes for some wrongdoing, you know, if cars just spontaneously combust. But definitely respect her and her wishes, but definitely we all want what's, you know, best for Michael, and I think that's for the truth to come out, and that's why I don't think we're getting that from the authorities. Tsarnaev narrative change. Instead of a radical Muslim, a right-wing extremist. The story follows a BBC production that aired Monday night titled The Brothers Who Bombed Boston. It's a rather provocative title considering that the younger brother has yet to be charged and the other brother is dead and cannot defend himself. The latest slant in the Brother Tsarnaev story is marked by the departure from the previous theories as to why they supposedly planted the bomb. You know, they have the surveillance camera footage, but they're not releasing it. And now they're saying instead of being radical Muslims, they're into far right-wing literature. They're into the Second Amendment, and somehow that makes them in league with Hitler. In March, the SPLC sent a letter to Eric Holder and also Janet Napolitano urging a task force to investigate the likes of Alex Jones, We Are Change, Oath Keepers, the Constitutional Party, and as well as many others, saying that we're domestic terror threats because we don't go along with the official story. So now, you know, because the brothers Tsarnaev allegedly watched InfoWars.com, which I definitely recommend that you do as well, and we have the on saying that she enjoyed our programming, somehow that makes us accountable to them allegedly blowing things up. Once again, nobody has been convicted of any crime in this. They may have been convicted in public opinion, but other than that, not at all in any actual sense of reality. Now, you see this graphic right here, and this is Jink from Young Turks. And I have no beef with Jink. The guys do a lot of good work over there at Young Turks. They report on drones and surveillance state and so forth. But they came out day one and said this is probably going to be a right-wing person, according to the Boston bombing. You remember that. And that's what the narrative is now switching to. We said a similar thing here at InfoWars, but we said it because we saw this in the TV shows, in the movies, in the video games. You know, the right-wingers, the people who can skin a buck and run a trot line, the people who like the Constitution, the people who like gun rights, these are your terrorists. And so we said, because of that information, there's probably going to be a right-winger. And you remember they said they were going to announce who it was, or at least the suspects. Then they said, no, they killed that, and then came out with the brothers. And even though they're supposedly Muslim extremists, even though Syrian girl seriously doubts that they're even Muslim, identify with that faith, But even though that doesn't matter, now there's some type of right-wing extremist. So they're right-wing extremists and Muslim radicals at the same time. And you remember we reported on this back on April 17th. Officials, Boston bombing likely carried out by domestic terrorists. So you can go back and watch those archives and see that, you know, we were right all along. They tried to spin it, so now Muslims are right-wing extremists as well. Drone strikes kill militants in Yemen. Americans urged to leave. So we see this is a situation where if you're just in an area, you just have to get out. You can't go outside your house. You can't go to a foreign country. You can't go visit your friends and family or go do journalistic reporting because drone strikes are going on everywhere and you just need to get out of the area. None of those killed on Tuesday were among the 25 names on the country's most wanted list, security officials say. So people being hit by drone strikes, even though none of the people hit, were on the top 25. And you can see a map right there on your screen. And out of 74 drone strikes, the range is about between 600 and I guess around 900 total people killed. And the militants killed is estimated at best to be about 777. So you can do the math for yourself. So these are not as surgically accurate as they would like you to believe. So people are getting tired of this. You see the polls and the figures and everything and everybody saying we're tired of the U.S. meddling in foreign affairs. And so many people got tired of this. They got together and right here in the city of Austin, Texas, as well as around the whole United States, people got together on their bridges and freeways and said, no, we want the U.S. out of foreign affairs.
I'm Gigi Arnetta reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. And we're standing here on an overpass at Maynard Drive in Austin, Texas, where people are honking for Obama's impeachment. So what gave you guys this idea?
This is a national movement. It was started by James Neighbors, who's up in Oklahoma. We now have, we've got groups like this in all 50 states. And yeah, we're just out here trying to raise people's awareness a little bit and get them woken up to what's going on with the Obama administration and try to get him out of office.
So you believe that these are definitely not phony scandals?
Definitely not. They're felonies, you know? And we elect these folks to govern us, but not to rule us. And we have a constitution to limit the federal government's power, and they're just shredding the constitution daily.
I want to know how many people are out there that would like to be doing something. They get frustrated. They say, well, I'm going to do something tomorrow, and I'm going to do something today, something that's going to count. You know, you got to get out of from behind the computer and go out and try to get some things done.
We're in a neighborhood where people actually told us, oh, no, you don't want to go out there. You know, there are too many people for Obama out there. But we're getting a great response, and we're going to stay out here as long as we can.
I'm going to be out here every chance I get. I took off work for this today. I mean, I'd take off work if I was sick or if I had a sick child. The Republic's sick. It needs help. That's what I'm here for.
One group near Los Angeles has 1,780 people. 1,780 people. That's incredible. One group.
And if you go to overpasses.org, you can find out more information about the event they're having August 17th. Get out and help. Help change what's happening to our Constitution. I'm Gigi Arnetta reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Department of Justice wants to control iTunes Store. And what's wrong with letting the government control iTunes? After winning an antitrust lawsuit against Apple in July, the Department of Justice is attempting to gain further price control over the multinational computer corporation. If proposed punishments go into effect, Apple would be required to have a court-appointed in-house monitor who would enforce these regulations and make sure the firm abides by them at least 10 years. If you do anything that we don't like, we're going to come in and take over your business. And I'm not vouching for Apple. They have the suicide nets around the factories because they have so many suicide because of horrible conditions. So I'm not saying these are the greatest people in the world, but just saying that, you know, the DOJ can come in and just tell you how to run your business. Just like us here at InfoWars, you know, occasionally we'll have somebody post a comment on our Facebook page or on our YouTube page or on Planet InfoWars, and then the Secret Service shows up, the Texas Rangers show up, and I'm not making this up, this has actually happened, saying that somebody on your site wrote they don't like the Bush family and they may try to take them out, you know, something cryptic like that, and then they barge in here and demand to talk to us, and they get mad when we show them Alex and like, yeah, that's our boss over there. Well, I don't want to talk to that guy who's on air. Well, that's what he does. So it's just situations like that, and you can't let these people run your life. And it just makes me think, because in this particular situation, this is Apple, who has, you know, a lot of ebooks and so forth, and their main competition is Amazon. You know, Amazon's a big wig. He's hanging out at the Bilderberg conferences now, and he just bought, I believe it was the Washington Post. Yeah, it was the Washington Post. So the guys at Amazon, or at least the head, is doing very well, and now he has the DOJ watching his competition. And they're watching everything you're doing, from your internet searches, if you're searching for a backpack to a pressure cooker, they're all looking into that.
Surprise, surprise. It turns out the NSA has been using your information for a lot more than just fighting international terrorism. Has your wife ever cooked anything in a pressure cooker?
Yes.
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 I personally have not, but like I said, my mom is really into pressure cooker recipes.
Is she a terrorist?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, very, very much not a terrorist.
At one time, the wife had looked up pressure cooker recipes, and at another time, her husband was looking up backpacks. They came to their house. The federal agents came to their house and started asking them a bunch of questions about being terrorists. Do you feel comfortable with the fact that your Google searches are being used in this way?
Sure, I have nothing to hide. They can question me all they want.
I'm sure it's an effort to keep us all safe, and hopefully that was cleared up pretty easily with a few good answers.
If you don't have anything to hide, then you don't have anything. Then you shouldn't be scared. Then you shouldn't be scared of anything.
No, I don't do no provocative searches anyway. So,
how do you feel about the NSA logging all your Google searches and sometimes supplying that to local police?
Good.
You're good. You feel good about that? You don't think that that's entrapment?
It's bad.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
So you're comfortable with the NSA collecting your innocuous Google searches?
I am.
Everyone's okay with it. They're like, I like being spied on. It is cool.
Honestly, we need to be safe.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
And we'll end the news tonight with some news out of my hometown. Tulsa police, homeowner shoots armed intruder. You can't have that being national news. Police are investigating after a Tulsa homeowner shot a man who he says had broken into his home. Police say the homeowner told them that once the man got inside and was making his way to the bedroom where the homeowner's family was hiding, the homeowner fired his handgun. Officers say they'll arrest McBee on a burglary complaint once he's released from the hospital. The homeowner was not injured. You know, that's a responsibly armed citizen. You know, of course, that's not going to make any big news story because that was a man defending his family, defended himself. Only the bad guy got hurt. He didn't even kill the bad guy. He'll live to see another day. You know, he's a young guy, so he gets to live the rest of his life. And those are the kinds of stories that we'd like to hear, you know, more at InfoWars, but it's so much doom and gloom. And unfortunately, that's just what it is. So we have to report it. Now, move now to our quote of the day. This is from former Defense Secretary Robert Gates. I think this idea of being able to execute, in effect, an American citizen, no matter how awful, I think some check on the ability of the president to do this has merit as we look to the longer-term future. And that's from Robert Gates. Now, that's the end of this news segment. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this with James Knox. He's a telecom whistleblower. But first, if you'd like to support this broadcast and see more of it, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You get the Alex Jones radio show, the rants, the nightly news. It's all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. And also go to the InfoWars shop, the InfoWars store, and pick up the new magazine. It's the new August issue. You can see it right there. It has the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman cover. So pick that up. You can buy them in bulk, 10 packs, whatever you need. You send them to the library, send them to the police station, any place where they need more literature. So that's it for this segment. And stay tuned right after this for James Knox.
Authoritarian control freaks throughout history have sought to make populations dependent. The United Nations openly has talked about using food as a weapon against the Third World and the industrialized First World. State Department Memorandum 200, developed by Henry Kissinger, called for destroying the food capacity, not just of the United States, but every country in the world, so they could use food scarcity as a political weapon of control. Just a decade ago, less than 10 million Americans were on food stamps. 4 years ago, it was 25 million. It's now reached almost 50 million. Socialist healthcare is designed to destroy our healthcare system. The establishment wants you to be a bunch of cowardly, dumbed-down people who can't stand up for yourselves. That's why they're rushing to try to restrict citizens owning firearms. Because since the early 1990s, gun ownership has gone straight up, while violent crime has gone straight down by 49%. And globalist-controlled strongholds like Chicago and New York, where they've taken the citizens' guns, have the highest crime rates in the world. What am I getting at here? The system doesn't want you to be self-sufficient. That's why I promote the fact that you should go out, buy firearms, and go take lessons and learn how to use them. I want you to stand up for your birthright of liberty and freedom. During a serious meltdown, they're going to tell you, hey, you want food? Turn in your guns. And that's why we need to put the globalists in check. And then finally bring them to checkmate by being self-sufficient, by being prepared, by having a garden, by learning how to can your own foods, by having friends and family and community that will stand together. But at the heart of that is having quality, storable foods. And that's why I went out more than a decade ago and found the very best food company to be my sponsor, eFoods Direct. They're the company that I personally use for my emergency food storage preparation, whether it be for natural disasters or the tyranny that is intensifying. So give them a call, 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the weekly and monthly specials. And there's a lot of other reasons, privacy, you name it. When you want high-quality storable foods, you go to the experts, and that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the full list of specials.
The two-week food supply provides one adult with 81 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food for 14 days.
The one-month food supply provides 192 servings for 28 days.
And then there's the one-month family food pack. It will change the way you look at the food in your pantry. Every time you eat one of these meals, you are eating healthy, delicious food and saving a lot of money.
The three-month food supply, 576 servings of storable food for 91 days.
And the one-year food supply will provide you with 2,304 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food for one full year.
Your meals are as delicious and nutritious tonight as they'll be in 25 years.
Bottom line, there's a bunch of specials at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can also call them at the toll-free number on your screen, and they can send you a catalog with all the specials detailed and tell you about the weekly and monthly specials that they're always running. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find all the specials or call the toll-free number. And so in closing, when you buy from eFoodsDirect.com, you are supporting the radio broadcast, the nightly news, the magazine, the films, and everything we're doing. Because we're not like MSNBC or Media Matters that get government and corporate funding to bring down America and bring in tyranny. We are funded by our sponsors and you, the viewers and listeners, that support them. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. And we are also visiting InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can click on the banners to take you to the weekly and monthly specials. It's like the Hank Williams Jr. song, "A Country Boy Can Survive," because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run because these boys were raised on shotguns. Well, there aren't really a lot of good old boys left anymore, are there? And those that are out there are demonized and are enemy number one by Homeland Security. And good old boys come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. They're people that aren't chumps who understand that they're going to take care of their family and that nobody else is. They're people that understand that if somebody else is taking care of them, that makes them a slave. And that the government doesn't want you dependent because they want to build a great future for you. They want to get you dependent so they can social engineer us. So the answer is get self-sufficient, become men again, and tell the New World Order to go straight to hell. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com and eFoods Direct, our great sponsor.
And welcome back. Our guest tonight is James Knox. He is a critical infrastructure consultant. He's here to discuss solutions for dealing with smart technology. Thanks for joining us, James.
Greetings, Jakari. Nice to be here again, and thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, definitely appreciate it. The viewers love what you have to say. And we want to know what you have to say about this, if we can start here in the dot cam. Mainstream media finally admits televisions can spy on you. You know, we know and you know, of course, that this has been going on for years, not just televisions, Xboxes, cable boxes, you know, any type of things. And they're finally admitted it. What does this mean to you? Does this mean a significant blow? Is the official story starting to unravel? What do you think about this?
In all honesty, I think it should be looked at as a significant blow just for the fact that they've known and they're telling you they've known. But now they're forced to admit it because everybody else is having to admit it. So they've broken down all these systems. Wait, let me back up a sec. Remember when, you know, in one of the early interviews, I talked about Kalia and how that was the beginning of this program. And it really was because that's what interlinked everything and, you know, cross-platformed, which really means, you know, as you tie everything together so that all things can be seen as one, so to speak. So now America needs to start looking at, hey, wait a minute. If this is true, and if I have PON, which is passive optical network to the house, if I have a DSL, if I have some type of wireline router, if I have some type of connection to the internet world, then guess what? If they all of a sudden want to, hey, James Knox, I want to see exactly what he's doing, they're going to be able to see exactly what I'm doing, not to mention lighting up video cameras you have plugged in your house, cameras that are hidden in your new TVs, in your toasters, in whatever device. And it's all going to be said to be advertisement. That's how it's going to be sold to you. It's so that we can provide a better product for you.
Yeah, because we saw this when they were saying that, yeah, we're going to spy on you through your dishwasher. You know, and even we have this article right here, if we can get another dot cam, about smart toilets. You know, of all things, James, why do you think somebody needs a smart toilet? A toilet that you can flush with your iPhone or your Android?
You know, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like a dog. Because you can.
Hmm.
And I don't mean to be rude. In other words, if you have the ability to put one of these little itty bitty devices in anything and everything, and you're really going after bad guys. I mean, these are really bad guys, and that's what they're going to tell you. Wouldn't you want to be able to see everything and everywhere?
Yeah, but the deal about it is, James, and I'm sure you know this as well, is they're not catching the bad guys, or at least not as many that are out there doing these devious things, because if they want to catch the bad guys, they start taking a hard look at themselves.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm sorry there, Jared. I guess more of what I meant was that's what we as American citizens need to realize, that the criminals, they're not getting caught. We're getting hassled in mm-hmm. every way we can. And personally, I think that every time that any of these things come at you, if an officer gives you a hard time, you know it's not true, or you're questioning, you start asking them, start pushing back on all these things. If we as a nation start pushing back and say, look, we don't want this crap. I know this interview is short. We could get into a whole thing about a whole bunch of ways to kind of really disrupt these devices. And I might put myself in a little danger, but maybe not. And I'm game for doing it.
Okay, James, since we have that, you know, with the time we have, you know, what would you recommend to disrupt these devices?
You know, the thing that comes down to, you know, what device, what are you trying to disrupt? One of the simplest ways that a person can disrupt their house, let's say, now you're not going to be able to use your Wi-Fi in your house, but get a Wi-Fi box and set it up, or even you could build this thing off the net that you plug into the wall, and it just creates noise everywhere so that all the RFI or RF things in your house that they would use no longer become usable because the data is garbage. Take and put as long as you don't put a lock on it, take and put a metal box around your smart meter. All these things. We could go on and on. I don't know how much time we've got here. Sorry.
Well, let me ask you a specific question, you know, because we hear about the TVs and the Xboxes, you know, the solution you just have, would that work for those type of devices as well?
Absolutely. Anything that's, have you ever heard of a Faraday shield?
Excuse me, the what?
A Faraday shield.
No, tell me more about that.
Faraday was the fellow that invented the capacitor. He also made what's known as a Faraday shield. But basically, what is it? A grounded box. You take like and it can be steel, preferably copper, and then you drive a ground rod in the ground and put this box in there, and then take your Xbox and put it in there, and then run wires out of it. None of the Wi-Fi stuff is going to function that way.
Let's talk about smartphones. Everybody has a smartphone. How can you keep somebody from being able to hack into your device?
You want the bad news or the really bad news?
Okay, give whatever you think I can handle.
You can't, and you can't.
Even with all the encryption, with all the stuff they try to sell you on, that, you know, you can do this to keep people from hacking into your phones, all the gizmos and other things you can attach to your phone, you're saying there's no way?
Not if you're Uncle Sugar. See, here's the difference, okay? You're looking at your smartphone as just this is my smartphone, and it does all this. It's really just a computer, actually, but that has a NIC and a Wi-Fi device, okay? And this is what most people see. It's just like they used to see the regular old telephone. Well, this, to me, that's nothing. The network is the device. If I have access to the network, then I can access and do anything. And that was a point that I really wanted to hit on. And I think that's something that people don't get. When Kalia happened, just because that's kind of my datum for it, when Kalia happened, we interconnected the U.S. government to our public switch telephone network, that gave them access to anything and everything if they chose to use it. Now, I was always hopeful that the Constitution would protect us. Now, that obviously, as we see, has not happened. As far as I'm concerned, Congress is in the midst of very treasonous acts, and I do not say that statement lightly. I do not accuse them of anything either. That being said, welcome to 1984, people. I kind of got lost there, but
that's all right,
welcome,
James.
To 1984.
Yeah, this is 1984. Now, our time is short. Can you give us your closing thoughts and also how people can contact you?
You can contact me at darkcommo.com, darkcommo. At gmail.com. I have a G+ page. I've got a YouTube page, just James Knox. I believe if you go to the YouTube page, you just do James Knox Telecom. I think the first two interviews will pop up. Some of my stuff will. I've been injured. I just kind of been getting back to it. So I'll start putting out some more content. I tend to keep it kind of adults only, you know, because I don't necessarily keep my language clean, just so everybody knows. But it's all good stuff, and if anybody would like to hear some things that are a little more of a family nature, please reach out to me, and I will happily do so. And anybody wants to reach out to me, you know, I get kind of waylaid by this, but I will do my best to put out what information I can. Because the reason I'm doing this is because I care, and we're being lied to. And now we know we're being lied to. And not only are we being lied to, they're telling us that you're going to keep taking more of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We see this with Snowden and all the other whistleblowers. Where James Knox, thank you for your time. And everybody go to his sites, to go to his YouTube page. There's great stuff on there. James Knox, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir, very, very much. You have a wonderful day.
So there you have it, from a man who actually worked in the telecom industry. He's telling you, you know, there are certain solutions you can do to equip your television and your Xbox, so forth. But when it comes to your smartphone, there's not too much you can do. You may be able to buy little encryption packets that keep people, you know, your lower grade hackers out of your phone. But NSA, FBI, if they want what's on your phone, they're going to get it. But if you'd like to support this broadcast, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Radio Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants. It's all right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. So that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.